And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com for all the latest interviews. Make sure you check out our YouTube page for the interviews as well. Upcoming events. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and follow us on Facebook. Now, Chris and Toto, we talked to him like months ago. It's been a while since we talked to him, and I was trying to get a hold of him, and I finally found him. Chris and Toto, editor at HollywoodandToto.com. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm not too hard to find, but you kept on digging and you got me.
So it's been a while since we talked to you, and now we got HollywoodandToto.com. So let my listeners know what HollywoodandToto.com is, because I've been through it and I love it.
Well, thanks. You know, I've been an entertainment journalist and movie critic for about 15 years, and I finally decided I've been writing for a whole bunch of different outlets and magazines and websites. I'm like, you know, I'm going to strike out on my own. So this is sort of my vision of what an entertainment site should be. And the sad part is there's no tabloid fluff. If you want to hear the Justin Bieber updates, you're not going to find it on my site. But I'm kind of trying to attack things from different angles, kind of be more thought-provoking, and maybe not just kind of copy what other sites are doing, just to be a little more innovative, a little bit more fun, frisky at times as well, and, you know, we'll maybe start some debates, but always in a very gentlemanly fashion. So it's just sort of my chance to shake things up and be an entrepreneur at the same time.
Yeah, it's a really slick website. One of the articles that I was actually reading was The Sad and Unpredictable Fall of Russell Brand, which I was a big fan of, you know, when he first came around, and all of a sudden he just, you know, kind of watered himself down. And you gave an in-depth article about, you know, the rise and fall of this comedian, and I love it. And also you got the industry news, the movie news, upcoming horror flicks I love. It's just so much stuff there, and I like HollywoodandToto.com, so I want everybody to go there and check it out, man. So
Thank you. Yeah, you know, Russell Brand is always, you know, Hollywood is the place for comeback, so I'm hoping he'll reclaim his mojo, get real funny again. And, you know, I loved him in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I think that was the first time most of us saw him. Maybe he's got an act two left in him.
Great. Yeah. So, all right. As far as DVD Blu-ray is concerned, we got a couple of things that are actually out that I want to pick your brain about. Think Like a Man 2 is one of them, because me personally, I was never a fan of Think Like a Man, the first one. And they did the Think Like a Man 2. And with all these sequels, they all based it off of how well they did the first time in the box office. Is this worth me getting on a DVD or Blu-ray? And if so, would this determine if there'll be a third one? Because I don't want to contribute to a third film.
You know, it may depend on how well it does on home video, because it made about $65 million, which is solid but not spectacular. So they maybe they'll wait a couple years before they make a third, or maybe they'll kind of go in different directions. But I think the main drawing thing here is that if you love Vegas set comedies, maybe you want to check this one out, because remember the old timers from Las Vegas, and of course the gang from The Hangover.
Yes.
They all kind of went to Vegas. This time around, it's the cast, the ensemble cast, including Kevin Hart, of course, go to Vegas for a wedding, and wacky hijinks ensue, as they often are. So I think if you like the camaraderie of the first film, and if you like the Vegas setting, maybe give it a try. But yeah, I don't think this is one of the greater franchises. And I think, boy, if you take Kevin Hart away, it'll suffer immeasurably, because he's one of those guys who can just kind of read the phone book and be funny. So, you know, you really need him as your MVP of this particular film.
Yeah, and also on Blu-ray, DVD is Godzilla, which is one of the movies that I honestly liked it, even though it was a little drawn out. But after I left the theater and I actually had time to let it set in, and I was like, you know what, this was a pretty solid movie for my taste. Is there anything extra I need to look for here in the DVDs?
Yeah, you know, with this kind of film, it's so special effects heavy. The good news is that the Blu-ray's got chock full of information about sort of behind the scenes, how they made certain sequences. And, you know, I can't get enough of stuff like that. I suspect most fans of the movie will eat it up as well. So this time around, the director really kind of breaks down some of the scenes, a little bit about the evil creatures that Godzilla fights along the way. The one thing I had a problem with the movie is I feel like they didn't give enough good attention to the good actors they had there. They had Bryan Cranston and Elizabeth Olsen, but they bring the monster fights. That's what you're there for. That's why you want to kind of go to see a Godzilla movie. And I think they did a really good job with that. So there's Godzilla 2, the sequel's coming, you know, our way. That's a guarantee. And we've got more of The Big Green Guy.
Yeah, and that's one movie that I know that I'm going to have, I've got to have for my collection. Another movie I want to talk about was Fault in Our Stars. Now, this is a movie that probably fell under people's radar because it wasn't like this big blockbuster film. But, you know, if you haven't seen this, it's one of those movies where I sat there and I was really just thrown aback by the acting and the seriousness this movie was.
Yeah, this is a beautiful film. You know, you mentioned about how it's not a typical summer blockbuster. It certainly wasn't, but it made about $124 million, so it clearly touched people's hearts. I mean, you think a romance set in a cancer ward, it just sounds like sort of a too depressing for a summer release. But you know what? Sometimes you need sort of an antidote to all the blockbusters and effects and all the mayhem. So this one certainly proved it. And Shailene Woodley is a very good actress. She really kind of has that star power. So, you know, she can kind of sell this kind of movie. And you know, I think we really want to be touched sometimes. And as much as we like the razzle-dazzle, sometimes a smaller movie, more intimate story about love and loss, it really registers with people. And I think that's it. And the Blu-ray has some other features, you know, commentary tracks, how they made a book into a movie, and also sort of a little bit about the music behind the movie, which sometimes is sort of the clues or the sort of the emotional cues that we need to kind of get from scene to scene and maybe kind of make things even more powerful.
Yeah. Next, we have Captain America, Winter Soldier. Now, this movie I love way better than the first one. The first one, to me, was a little slow. It satisfied my palate for what Captain America is, but the second one was just hands down all-out action from start to finish. What extras can I expect from this film?
You've got the usual deleted scenes, extended scenes. You've got some of the special effects, not too heavy into how they're making of it, just sort of a little bit of how they kind of made those incredible sequences. Anthony Mackie, who plays the Falcon, has got a sort of a short little burst of information here, and you've also got a gag reel. So, you know, this is a serious film, but obviously there are some funnier moments in any particular production. But I agree. I thought the first one was perfectly adequate, but didn't sort of wow me. This one did. And I think the coolest thing about this movie is it's from the directors of a movie called You, Me, and Dupree, which is kind of a throwaway Owen Wilson comedy. It was fine, but you know, the kind of movie you see and forget about. I don't know where they were storing all their sort of superpowers, but these directors did a wonderful job, and the action scenes really crackle here. So kudos to them, and I think they're going to work on part three, and I think that's great news.
Yeah. We're talking with Kristen Toto, the editor of HollywoodandToto.com. I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about, you know, the beginning of, you know, Oscar season. You know, summer is pretty much over, and we're entering that realm of Oscar season where we get all these really great movies. Is there anything that's standing out in your mind that you want to be good as far as Oscar contenders?
Yeah, I think the season looks really strong right now because we haven't seen them yet. You never know what's going to happen, but a couple of films really popped to me. One is called Fury. It's set during the sort of the waning days of World War II. You've got Brad Pitt is in charge of a tank squadron. They're going behind enemy lines against the Nazis. It's sort of the near the end of the war, but obviously there's still blood to be spilled and battles to be won. Looks like it's going to be that it's great action and also a good story with good dialogue and excellent performances. That's sort of what the trailer teases. It's lots of excellent actors here, so really looking forward to that. And also Gone Girl with Ben Affleck. He plays a man whose wife goes missing. He's obviously really sad about the whole situation, but then turns out he could be a suspect in the case. Supposedly like a big twist involved with the movie. We don't know exactly what it is, thank goodness. We'd rather be surprised. But it's from director David Fincher, who did The Social Network and some other very good films. So I think the stars are aligning behind this one to be a terrific movie. And again, Oscar bait all the way.
Oh, great, great. And there you have it. Kristen Toto, editor of HollywoodandToto.com, your best source for trustworthy entertainment news and reviews. Make sure you check it out. It's a really sleek, cool website to go to, folks. So make sure you check it out. I love it, and if I love it, you should love it too. Kristen, I know it's been a while since I talked to you, but I want to make sure I keep in contact with you as much as possible, man, because I love your input on movies and entertainment, man.
Well, thank you. I'll be back anytime.
All right, we'll be back right after this.